Right, where are we going now? Lady on the right. Oh, yes. Mr. Cassell.
Hello, Jan Cassell. My husband, Brian, has been very, very fortunate because he's under the Lane Fox unit. But we did find out from our GP recently that if we were trying to be referred to the Lane Fox unit now because it's out of our area, we'd have a great deal of difficulty to get that funding. And I think that's something that maybe the committee could take up.
I'd just like to back that lady up because we've had a very recent experience where our GP, who is very supportive generally, said he couldn't refer us to your unit either. And that's only down in Oxfordshire, South Oxfordshire. We pay privately for it.
Do you know anything about this?
Well, I mean, currently we take referrals from all over the country, so I'm not sure why some of you are getting through and some of you aren't. I would assume that it's something to do with recent...
My GP wrote to the Lane Fox Clinic in January. They sadly lost the letter for 3 months. He did say I would go privately because he knew there would be a problem with the funding. On talking to Dr. Williams's secretary, it transpires that if I was to go privately, I would be sent to Harley Street and I wouldn't go to the Lane Fox Clinic at all, that I have got to go. So my GP's now applied to the county for funding. They, in turn, have said that they want me to see Dr. Tiddlypops, who decides on disabilities, before they will consider any funding. It is obviously not straightforward. You say my doctor can write straight to you, though.
Not to me.
No.
To the Lane Fox unit, yeah.
Well, he did write to them, and as I say, they lost the letter, and then I got told that it was no good because if I went privately, I'd go to go to Harley Street. It seems to be very confusing.
Mm. As I said, I'm not sure why some of the referrals are getting through and some of them are not, because I know that we're getting referrals every single day. So quite why some are and some aren't, I don't know. I would assume that is to do with the recent changes in funding, which, as you know, are making life more difficult. But where people go and how they go there, like we said a while ago, is being addressed as part of the expert panel's work about where we think people should be recommended that they go.
This seems to be a problem overall with the NHS, doesn't it? That we don't all get the treatment that we need and we want. And it seems though it is no different here. This isn't exactly, obviously, Alex's department, but the theory is, as she says, that you should be able to be referred to the Lane Fox. Have you got somebody at the back there, Joy? Yes?
Yeah.
And okay.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear you, yes.
Yeah, you can hear me. My name is Red Sargent. I'm from South Oxford. Well, not South Oxfordshire, but just outside Abingdon. And our doctor referred us to the local PCT, and the PCT did have to have a committee meeting. Then they accepted it, and we've been to the Lane Fox ever since. So it can be done, but you've got to go through the normal channels. Now, from your doctor, they get the PCT, and then on. It does work.
It sounds a little bit like postcode, doesn't it? Which we've heard quite a lot about.
Yeah.
Now, Lady Brendan, yes?
No, it's okay.
No, okay. Now, where are we? Joy, at the back? Yes.
Anybody else?
Madeline?
I just wanted to say that I had a letter from Lane Fox in 1998, which actually said, I can be referred by my GP, but it depends very much on the funding coming from the PCT.
That more or less confirms it, doesn't it? The postcode lottery. Hyacinth here, and then gentleman over this side, Yvonne.
I'm Hyacinth Tatham from Southampton, and I've had problems for about 2 years with what they think it's a nerve entrapment. My leg is completely dead, and I've been the rheumatology have said that I can go out to Lane Fox unit. But it depends on the doctors whether they will fund you. But I said, oh, I was quite happy to pay. But my leg is completely dead. It's numb all the time. But whether it's from arthrodesis of the knee or arthrodesis of the ankle, they're not sure. But they say I'm a very interesting case, which like they all have said. But it's very, very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I've tried all sorts of things. I've been to Neuro, which I'm going on Wednesday. And I've had reflexology, or still have reflexology, which I pay for.
Yeah. There's very tricky things. Unfortunately, there are some things that can't be reversed, but, yeah, I mean, it's worth exploring the avenues.
one thing you've got to be pleased about, you are a very interesting case, they said. So I don't know whether that helps or not.